Let me tell you something. You got people that want to tear you down. You got people want to destroy you. But God is saying that when in chapter 58, because of your fasting, because this is one of the results of your fasting, is that I would be before you. I'd be your leader. I'd be your guide.
Over the past few weeks, the members of our church have been involved in a 21-day Daniel fast. It has truly been a blessing to participate in the fast together as a church body. Pastor Holmbrook's message entitled, The Results of Fasting, will focus on the spiritual and physical benefits of doing a fast. Come, let's join him as he explains.
So God bless you, saints. We're going to go right to the word of the Lord. We want to go to the book of Isaiah. It's going to be in connection with what my wife spoke on last Sunday, talking about the book of Isaiah, the 58th chapter. I'm just going to take one verse from the chapter 58 of the book of Isaiah. I'm going to look at verse 8. And my topic on this morning, I want to give you on today, is going to be the results of fasting. We want to look at some of the results that we can look for after adhering to the corporate fast, after obeying what God has asked you to do. We want to look at what are the results. What can we see from fast in the Bible? What results happen when people fast for God? When people gave their heart and their desires to the Lord? What benefits, what results came about? Praise the Lord. And that's what I want to share with you. And I would pray that this would inspire you this week. And I do want to say also, please, if you fell off along the way, when I said, man, Pastor, I just couldn't do it. I had to just give in. You know what? It's all right. You know, God loves you. He's not going to beat you up. But I would like to give you an opportunity. You can jump right in. Start today. You know, start Monday, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, and go till Saturday, 11:59. And then you're corporately fasting with the church. Praise God. So I want to encourage you on that note that if you have not been doing the Daniel fast, and again, we have handouts available for things that you can eat, things that you can take. And these recipes and things that you can eat really come in handy. I tell you, they do. It really makes it more bearable. And we had some interesting stories with our brothers on yesterday about, hey, how was the fast going? We asked a number of them. And a lot of it was comical, but it was real. You know, it was not only comical, but it was real. Praise the Lord. So, again, we want to give you that opportunity to jump right back in. If you have not been participating, jump right back in and be a part of the fast. So Isaiah, the 58th chapter, verse 8 reads, Then shalt thy light break forth as morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Praise God. Yes, talking about the fast in the book of Isaiah 58. God had called a fast. And the fast that God wanted would produce results. And I want you to know that you that have been participating in this fast, expect God to do great things. Expect to see things happen in your life. In the book of Isaiah here, there were results. We don't fast just to say we're fasting on the Daniel fast. We don't say, well, I'm just participating on the fast and expect everything to be the same after fast. That's not what's going to happen. Not when you come together and you're doing it for the Lord. God says that there will be results from your fast. Praise God. There will be results. There were results in the Bible. There are a few scriptures in the Bible that outlines what believers received as a result of their fasting. Verse 10, the middle part of verse 10 says of the same chapter, Then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noon day. One of the things that these people received as a result of fasting, the Bible says that their light shone through. He said that their light would rise in obscurity. I want to go over to the book of Joel very briefly, and I want to bring out this word here. I want to go to Job 11:17. If someone gets that, go ahead and read that for me if you get it before me. Job 11, if you could just stand and read it nice and loud if you get it before me. Job 11 and verse 17. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Brother Joshua. Praise God. Yes. And thine age shall be clearer than the noonday. Thou shalt shine forth. Thou shalt be as the morning. Praise God. So what's happening here? Light here resembles the element of prosperity. Light here shows a form of prosperity in the people's lives who have fasted here. He says in the word here that not maybe, but verse 8 says that your light would shine. He said, then shall thy light break forth. Then shall prosperity, if you've been lacking, if you have not had enough resources, if you have not had enough understanding, wisdom, whatever you've been lacking with, your light is to break forth, is what the result of the fast in the book of Isaiah. Didn't say it might happen. He said that it would happen. He said, then shall thy light break forth as the morning. So in other words, the scripture is clear in that because in addition to spending close time with God because of the fast, God says that you will prosper because of it. You will have prosperity and your light will break through. And I don't know about you, I mean, we can always need assistance here and there. We can always need help somewhere in some part of our lives. And saints, I'm telling you this morning, just like the Bible says in Isaiah 58, he said that their light would shine forth. Whatever you're gifted with, whatever you have, when we dedicate ourselves and when we consecrate our lives to the Lord, God says that darkness cannot hold you back. That you may be in an obscurity right now. You may be hidden from the boss man, from that person, that place that you need to be on the job. But God says that when we dedicate our lives to God and we give our hearts over to the Lord through prayer and fasting, he says that you cannot keep the child of God down because fasting breaks the darkness. Come on and give God a hand praise. I mean, if you really believe it, he said in his word that there's certain things that only come out through prayer and fasting. Some things that you're not going to be able to get rid of. You're not going to be able to get out your home. You're not going to be able to bring under control without taking time out to pray and fast. And so even Job, you know Job. Job was a man that went through. He was a man that suffered. And with that, in him going through, God brought him out on top. And he ended up with more than what he had before. And that's what I'm saying. When we dedicate our lives to God, when we give our lives over to the Lord, God will break through any barriers. People can't hold you down. People can't confine you. I don't care how much they try to keep you down. They tried to keep, like you said, Sister Rika testified, trying to keep her son down. I don't care. If you give your life to God, young people, young men, young woman, God will rise you above obscurity. He will make you known. He will make your gifts known. Praise the Lord. And this is what he would do for the people in the book of Isaiah. He said that your light would break forth as morning. So that's one of the things that happens as a result of fasting, is that our light, our emblem of prosperity will just show up because we have given our lives over to the Lord. We have put away things that may hinder us from being all that we can be, and we have focused our energy, and we're intimate with the Lord, and God is able to raise us, and he's able to elevate us to a place like no other. Amen. One of the results that the people received as a result of fasting, praise God, it was a emblem of prosperity in their lives. What was another thing that we saw in chapter 58 because of the fast that the people of God received, amen, as a result of listening to what the Lord wanted them to do? He said in verse 8, in the latter part of verse 8, that thine health shall spring forth speedily. He said that their health would speed forth, would come forth speedily. Pastor, what does that mean? I mean healings in their bodies, their health. And I don't know if you realize, but and even visiting Portland, I've never seen so many people with cancer. We talked about it a little bit in the Brothers Fellowship. Everywhere you look around, it seems like cancer is showing up. Some people are calling it the big C, saying that it's bigger than God. But I come to tell you that there's no disease that is bigger than God. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I know it looks like cancer is winning every time you turn around. I mean, I just heard about a prominent preacher in Portland, Oregon, who's been doing so wonderfully. He's been stricken with cancer. Everywhere you turn around, it seems like people's health is failing. Every time you turn around, it seems like the health care is exploding at the seams because of our health crisis. Saints, we need God to intervene in our lives because of a lot of the things that are going on in our lives, because of the things we take in our bodies, things we don't even know about that we're taking in our bodies. Praise God. We talked about it. We talked about it in the brothers' meeting. We never seen chicken pieces so large. Never seen where you can't even get a chicken in a normal frying pan any longer. Why is that chicken so large? Why is it such an enormous size? I don't understand that. I mean, when I was coming up, they could put the whole chicken in one frying pan. You can't even eat one breast. If you go to the store I work at, Fred Meyer, the breasts are so large. I mean, it just seemed like it's just inflated. To me, it doesn't seem normal. I mean, I'm not trying to discourage you. Go ahead and get the chicken from Fred Meyer, because Fred Meyer probably killed me because I work for him. Praise Lord. But man, it just seems awfully large. Praise God. And I believe somewhere down the road, because it's been documented, it's been talked about, so I can say it. Man, they've been putting things in these animals. Praise God. Something to speed up the growth. Something to cause the production to speed up. And we're wondering why we're sick. We're wondering why we're people, our loved ones are getting out of here, young people, old people, because all the things that we have subject ourselves to eat. Praise God. And I really want to say, saints, don't stop praying for your food. Praise God. When you go to the restaurant, when you go home and you fry or you cook, you bake your food, pray for your food. Praise God. It's not just something we do out of habit, but we pray, God, nourish my body. Don't destroy my body, God. I pray that this food nourishes my body. I pray that it builds up my immune system. I pray that it holds back disease from me. Pray for your food, saints. Pray that God nourishes you through your food and that your food does not destroy you. I think we miss that. Many times we go out, we just start eating, and we forget. We forget to pray, but we need to pray for everything that we take in our mouth. Praise God. And I believe that this is what happened. But when the people of God fast in Isaiah 58, God assured them that their health would come speedily, that they would be restored. Just like when the surgeon places the bandage on after surgery, they place that bandage on that wound, praise God. And few days after placing that bandage on that wound, putting that ointment on it, all of a sudden you see a healing of the surgical line that's there. You see the healing. But God is saying that because of your fasting, because you've adhered to what I've asked you to do, and you know if God's talking to you. You know if God is saying, put it down. You know if God is saying that you need to participate. Only God can do it. I can tell you as pastor, but only God can really encourage you, influence you to do it. And if God is speaking to your heart, you don't know what God is, what's there before you. And God is telling you, this is what you need to do. And God is saying that not only would doing this help you, but it will help your health. They're going to be healthy. Praise God. Your health. Look for it, saints. Look for it. If you've had an ailment, if you've worried about your health because of what you've done, because of this, it happened for the people here. God said that their health would come speedily. Praise God. And you know, I don't know about you, but I'm going to be looking for it. I'm looking to stay healthy. I'm looking to stay refreshed. Praise God. Do I have a witness in here? Praise God. I'm looking for my mom to stay healthy at 90 years old. Praise God. My brothers and my sisters. Praise God. I'm looking for that devil to get out of my family. Praise God. I'm looking for God to do it. I'm fasting for God to do it. Praise the Lord. This kind. He said that thy health shall come forth speedily. You would be healthy because of your fasting, praise God, in the book of Isaiah, the 58th chapter. Praise the Lord. And God wants us to stick around. He wants us to be here. He didn't want anybody to get out of here before your time. We all got in a set time. But why do we want to get out of here before our time? Why do we want to speed up the process? Praise God. Do all we can to live a life here. Praise God. To win souls for Christ. Praise the Lord. To do the work of the Lord. And when God calls us home, praise the Lord. He can say, good and well done by good and faithful servant. You've been faithful. Praise the Lord. For third and finally, the results of the fast. Third and finally, what did the people of God in Isaiah 58 receive? Praise the Lord. He said in the same book here, Isaiah 58, the 8th verse, the latter part of it, he said, first, not only would your health be given to you, not only would you receive prosperity because of this fast, but he also said that you would have God's protection all around you. You would have God's protection in front of you, and you would have God's protection behind you. Praise the Lord. And I want to close with this particular scripture, the 52nd chapter of the book of Isaiah, if we can go to that. And if you get that, you can go ahead and read that for me also. Isaiah 52. And verse 12, I want to talk about the protection of the Lord that we can take with us. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 52 and 12. I'll go ahead and read this. For ye shall not go out with haste, nor go by flight. For the Lord will go before you. You hear that? God will go before you. And the Lord, and go before you, and the God of Israel will be your reward. Meaning that God would go before them, and God would also go behind them. Praise the Lord. Over in the book of Exodus, the 14th chapter, verses 19 and 20. Exodus 19, Exodus 14, verses 19 and 20. I want to read this for you. Praise God. Talking about the Lord's protection. Listen. And the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them. And the pillar of the cloud went before their face and stood behind them. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. And it was a cloud and a darkness to them, but it gave light by the night to these, so that the one came not near the other all the night. So what are we saying? We know the story of the children of Israel when they were in the Exodus from Egypt. And they had that cloud. They had that pillar cloud. And what the scripture is saying, that the cloud functioned as a guide to them. It went before them. Praise God. And then when it got behind the children of God, it acted as a shield and it blinded the enemy. Let me tell you something. You got people that want to tear you down. You got people want to destroy you. But God is saying that when in chapter 58, because of your fasting, because this is one of the results of your fasting, is that I would be before you. I'd be your leader. I'd be your guide. I'd watch over you. Praise God. I'd protect you. I'd show you the way to go. And if anyone tried to tear you down, I'd be right there behind you. I'd be your reward. I'd be your rear guard. Praise God. Those things that I don't know what's going on behind my back, God's got my back. Praise the Lord. Come on and give the Lord a hand praise. God has got your back today. Praise the Lord. It's the results. It's what he said he would do in his word. And the children of Israel had the protection of God. And saints, I want you to know, you got God's protection. You're a child of God. There's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing to worry about. Don't worry about what your supervisor says. They are not in control. Uh-huh. Don't worry about what so-and-so tries to say to you and tries to tear you down. They're not in control. God is in control, and God is on your side. Praise the Lord. Come on and give the Lord a hand praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I tell you, God is on our side, and we expect God to do great and mighty things in 2016. Come on and give the Lord a hand praise. I know God is going to work for us. I know God is going to show up. I know God is going to tear down walls. I know God is going to heal bodies. I know God is going to prolong life. I know God is going to open doors that no man can open. I know God is going to elevate me to a place that I've never been before. I know God is going to show great and mighty things through the life that I'm living, because I've dedicated it to the Lord. Come on and give the Lord a hand praise. I feel the Holy Ghost in here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And because of this fast, Lily, we're not the same corporately. Praise the Lord. 3 years ago, I had spoken the word. I said God had laid on my heart not only to go on the fast individually, but to open it up corporately to the church. Praise God. Hallelujah. And ever since we opened it up corporately to the church, God has not failed us yet. Praise the Lord. God has been here every step of the way. Hallelujah. We don't look the same. We look in 2015. 2015 was a whole different look for us. And now it's 2016. And look around, and we don't look the same. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some didn't think that we'd be here in 2016. But God said, you are a liar. It is God, and it's God all by himself. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I can't talk enough about the results of what God has done corporately because we sold out to the Lord. Praise God. Even on a few weeks ago when we first started the fast, God began to send things to the church, praise God, to just showed up, praise God, to help with finances, praise God. God is working financially, praise God. Glory to God. God is working spiritually. He brought in young people with power and fire to work in the church. Come on, somebody. Somebody know what I'm talking about. He came in and he removed backbiting people, and he brought in people that would support ministry. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah. You can't tell me God won't move people out. God won't shift things away. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. No. God wants to work with everybody. But let me tell you something. If you don't want to get with the program, God ain't got time. He got too many people that he wants to save. Praise the Lord. I believe in being patient. I believe in working with people. But I know there comes a time when God said it's time to move on. It's time to go on with the work of the Lord. It's time to get busy about the things of God. Come on, everybody stand in and give God a hand praise. Because God has taken us somewhere that we've never been before. Come on and give God a praise. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Every head is bowed and all eyes are closed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Things are not going to be the same after this. Praise the Lord. And for many of you, things have already started to change. You're saying, Pastor, I see the change. I see, like in the book of Isaiah, the 58th chapter, I see the results of my fast already. And if you do, thank God for it. Praise the Lord. But I want to encourage you today, even if you may not see anything right now, praise the Lord. Don't you get discouraged. Don't you think that God is not with you. He's not answering your prayer. Hallelujah. I'm reminded through experience that your result may show up a month from now. Your result may show up 6 months from now. Your result may show up in December as we're about to go on our next one, 2017. Praise God, the Lord willing. Expect God to show you great things throughout this year. Praise the Lord. We're fresh into this new year, saints. It's just January 2016. We've got all year to watch God work. And saints, God is going to work. Hallelujah. I want to take a picture in my mind and look at the way things are right now. And I can just imagine, come 2017, nothing will be the same. Glory to God. And it's going to be for the better. Because everything you read about in Isaiah 58 talks about bettering the situation, improving, becoming more than what it used to be. Praise God. And that's what God is saying. He's not done with you, young man. As every head is bowed and every eye is closed, you may be today saying, Pastor, I was there on the fast. I just didn't think I could do it. But today, after hearing about the results and what God has spoken to me about personally, I believe I want to make that commitment today and make that happen. I believe that I want to join in corporately to make this happen in my life and in my family's life and in the church life. And as every head is bowed and every eye is closed, no one looking, if you feel like you're that person, I don't want to put you on the spot. Won't you just raise your hand? You say, Pastor, I want to commit to this week. If you are not committed, I want to commit this week to make that happen in my life. I know it may be hard, but I want to commit to make it happen. I may be able to go Monday. I may be able to go Wednesday. But corporately, I want to fast the Daniel fast with you. If there's one in here that fits that category where every head is bowed, just lift that hand up. I see your hand. I see your hand. Thank you, my daughter. Every head is bowed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Glory to God. And even today, there may be someone. You may be struggling in a place in your spiritual life. Praise God. Your health may not be where you want it to be. And you've heard I said that God promised that the people in 58, that their health would spring forth speedily. Praise God. If you fall in the category or a friend, a loved one falls in the category of health, I want you just to raise that hand because you want to pray with them and you want to intercede for them. Would you raise your hand if you have intercession for someone in health need? I see my hand, my brother. I see my hand, sister. Thank you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And today, there may be one today. Glory to God. You just want prayer, the direction, the protection of God, the prosperity of God. That's what's needed in my life is what you're saying. And you want to believe God today that he's your rear guard, that he's your person that goes before you. If you're that person that you just want that from the Lord and you know God wants to give it to you and you just want us to intercede with you, won't you just raise your hand right now? What fits that category? I see you, my hand. I see you, my hand. I see your hand. I see your hand. I see your hand. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Glory. We thank God for you being so obedient. And I'm just going to pray right now. You that raise your hand in any of those categories, no one knows what category. If you would just come on up this way, amen. I want to pray for you and I want to lay hands on you because I believe God is going to do great.
I want to thank you for taking time to listen to this message. Know that God loves and cares for you deeply. You know, we all have struggles in our life, tough times, and much more. But God is about to do great things in your life. Remember the scripture found in Galatians 6 and 9. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. It's your season for breakthrough. Don't give up. Don't stop. Trust God to bring you through. God bless you.
I would like to take the time to thank all listeners of the Lily Kojic Podcast. I pray that you or someone close to you was truly blessed by the messages that we bring to you weekly. As we go forward, we ask that you share the podcast with as many people as possible. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 7 states, "So neither is he that plants anything, neither is he that waters, but God gives the increase." Our goal is to expand this ministry to reach more people with the good news of the gospel. You can help us achieve that goal by supporting us with a donation of any amount. We have a donation button located on our podcast page that allows you to support this ministry. Thank you, and God bless.